Blog Talk Radio.
Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but nationally, internationally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Oh, imagine around the world your voice is being heard. I can't believe that we're at December 23rd, 2014. Where did the year go? I'm opening the lines. Would love to hear from you. What is your Christmas tradition? The calling number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then I love to get letters. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913. And be sure and log on to my websites, kathywatsonspeaks.com and or simply ageless.net. Click on all of the buttons. Simply Ageless Performers, The Circle of Life. David Taylor, the assistant concert master of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, with his magnificent violin, over 200 years old. And moi. And then click on video. You'll see Roger Palmer and I with an original, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Oh, no one in the world has ever thought of pairing the bard with James Brown, Soul Songs in Shakespeare. Then click on books. The Elixir of Youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. Right now. No costly equipment. You want an operation, a nip and a tuck? It's okay, but remember, you still have to exercise the muscles of your face. And did you know that your tongue is a muscle? And as we age, we begin to slur our words. No, darlings, it's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue. It's all in the book, and it's free through December 31st. I had it offered to all of you all year long and then decided that my final Christmas gift from the heart, move over Ponce de Leon. I said Ponce de Leon, but then someone said, no, it's Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets and the methods to the Fountain of Youth. All natural. Learn how to just get the toxins, flush them out of your system the natural way. And you don't have to sacrifice any of the poor choices that you're making. You can neutralize. You learn how to neutralize the free radical damage in your body. My pleasure. All you need to do is call me. You could call in at 347-637-3789. And you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And if you want to talk with me up close and personal, call me at 847-882-8717. It shall be my pleasure. Feliz Navidad. I love the sound of that, don't you? It's so rhythmic. Now, get your pen and pad out, because I want you to know that my last show for the year will be on Wednesday, December 31st, at 12 noon to 12:30. We're going to go out with a big bang for all Lang Syne. And we're going to recap your year. Why don't you start doing it now? You have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. You have a whole week to tell me. Did you keep any of your resolutions? But we'll talk about that later. I'm really into the spirit of the holiday. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners around the world. Now, before I go into the Christmas legends and traditions, let's do our call to action. And I want to say Merry Christmas to all of my sponsors. They're my partners. And if you have a product, a business, or a purpose, or something that the world you need to share with the world, call me. I have an incredible opportunity for you to enhance your presentation, whether it be on the stage, whether it be performing, whether it be on the air. And radio is a strong communicator, reaching out with frequency. It is a powerful PR and marketing tool. Are you willing to shift your strategies to accommodate change? Give me a call, 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Lobstergram. Dan, the Lobster Man. You still have time. Log on lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562. They have been providing the best lobster seafood and steak gift packages for over 27 years. And you could get a gift certificate. You could choose the day you want your recipient to receive your feast, or an e-certificate. You get to pick and choose what you want in your Lobstergram. I am so terribly spoiled. When I got my Lobstergram for my birthday, I told Dan, I said, I'm spoiled. I cannot eat a filet mignon unless it's from Lobstergram. And then there are all kinds of desserts. Oh, they're lava cake. Oh, and their lobsters and lobster tails and ribeyes. They have everything. You pick and choose what you want. You design your own gift. And wouldn't this be great for a veteran? Why don't you just lead the pack? And log on to lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562. Send a gift that's really over the top. Something that they would never expect you to do. I mean, who doesn't like to eat like a king or queen? And you have it with Lobstergram. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on www.impact-net.org. Oh, my mission and purpose is to educate you. I want you to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them for their co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Similarities abound in ironworking and the classics, but are all worlds apart. But without them, our structures would not be standing today. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. It's a 4-year apprenticeship, and then you become a journeyman, and you have to qualify. College versus the Dom Pérignon of trades. What resonates with you? Impact. They work hand in glove. impact-net.org and ironworkers.org. And then the CD is out. What a noble profession. We listened to it yesterday. Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And we segued into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, gentle, graceful movements of the female swan. That's available. It is an original. Listening to Live with Kathy. Hoffman Estates Park District. I'm a member of their 50-plus club. The consortia is directed by Rika Kauf. Oh, she's a marvelous director. Are you bored and lonely? You don't have to be. Log on heparks.org. And I know April 2015 will be here in a blink of an eye. Get in touch with Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. And you know, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. It's all in the elixir. And I have a product. No one else has it. That will de-stress your face. Now, it's a sandwich effect. It's what you're putting on the inside and what you're thinking and how you're relating to stress. It's only available through me. You need to contact me. And it's so powerful, you only use it 3 times a week. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. 2 PSAs. Sponsored by people who really care about what's happening in your life. Now, I have to tell you, in today's paper, this is local, the Better Business Bureau, this was December 17th, warns of online order confirmation email scams. Now, it says, you'll get an email that they call it phishing. Have a subject, your order on Amazon.com and return address of Amazon.com and use actual Amazon graphics, making them appear real. But the email also has an attachment that, when open, installs a Trojan virus that creates a process that will harvest banking information, email logins, and social media accounts. Be wary. Employers warn their employees not to open any attachments from major retail sites. No, don't open it. And here are a couple of tips to avoid becoming a victim. If you're expecting a confirmation receipt, log into your account and check for confirmation. Be cautious of emails that contain attached files. Don't respond to unsolicited emails. Don't click on links. Avoid filling out forms. Make sure that all links in an email match. If you are requested to act quickly or are told that there is an emergency, it may be a scam. Install antivirus software. Keep it up to date. Install a personal firewall. Oh, listen, honey, they're pros at Sweet Talk. They know a about you. They've already talked with you. For more information, log on www.bbb.org. Domestic verbal and emotional abuse. It's a crime. The violence has to stop, and it won't without help. And men, it's time for you, for your voices to be heard. And we're all at the effect of domestic abuse. It'll scar us all for life, including our children. Remember, they're our future. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline is 877-863-6338. And the the con and scam artist, thank you, ARP. The Fraud Fighter Hotline is 800-646-2283. The PSAs have been brought to you by contributing authors and choices. Inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Their stories, it's nonfiction. Get it at Author House, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com. Read Chuck Brazelton's story, My Life's Work, From Frostbitten Toes to Fingertips. Andrea Schmidt, Who Am I and Where Am I Going? There are so many choices to make, but, you know, Kathy, I just got to be me. Through the Years with Kathy. In Memoriam with Bonnie Brooks, Lee Puttrick, and my dear, dear friend Bev Gosset, whose smile lit up the auditorium when she walked out on the runway, the world runway in fashion. And then another fashionista, Marilyn Pacella. She developed her own mobile dog trusting. It's an on-site service where she comes to you, saving you time and money. iDot uses her all the time. It provides fast, accurate service while treating your employee in a professional manner. Log on to www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. And from all of us to all of you, make it a very happy, happy holiday. Listening to Live with Kathy. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Now, I know Christmas legends are traditions. And traditions. What are your traditions? Why don't you call in and share them with me? We have time. 347-637-3789. Did you know that guardian angels are all around us and were present at the creation of the world? Did you know that in Japan, putting on the dog for Christmas, and it's in the Chicago Tribune, Tuesday, December 23rd, a man on a bike takes a pampered pet for a walk recently in Tokyo. Christmas in Japan is an important time for pet owners who shower their dogs and cats with gifts. And if you want to see what's happening in the States, holidays go to the dogs in the U.S. as well. It's in the business section. Hey, this is from Tokyo, the Washington Post. Forget the kids. What are you doing for your dog this Christmas? How are you going to celebrate your cat? That's the question on the minds of many here in Japan. Whereas in the United States, the number of pets far outstrip the number of children. I didn't know that. And a candy cane striped chew toy just isn't going to cut it. Take Suzuki, who was shopping in the Chichi Tokyo neighborhood recently with Strawberry, her Pomeranian. Suzuki was wearing a hand-knit Santa... Oh, no, wait. The Pomeranian Strawberry was wearing a hand-knit Santa suit which almost obscured her pink jeweled collar. We're planning a Christmas trip together, said Suzuki, pointing to her husband and, of course, to Strawberry. They're going to a resort. It's a hotel with hot springs, the area surrounding Mount Fuji. The resort has special bath facilities for dogs. This is all new to me. And on an occasion like this, I like to cook a special meal for her so she knows it's a special day. Suzuki said while her husband tried to keep Strawberry from growling. This Christmas, Suzuki will make chicken stew with lots of vegetables but no salt, which is bad for Strawberry. And she's going to take it with them to the spa. You know, such measures to us may sound over the top, but for many in Japan, pets are replacing children. Many Japanese are choosing to marry later or not at all. A health ministry report released this year showed that the number of weddings last year was the lowest since the end of World War II. That's contributed to a fertility rate that is now about 1.4, well below the 2.7 needed to sustain Japan's population. If things continue this way, the population will plummet by almost a third by 2060. Pets are increasingly the offspring of choice. There are 16 million younger people younger than 15 living in Japan, and more than 20 million cats and dogs. That's according to their recent figures. Pet owners consider their pets to be their family. They treat them as children. They even have Christmas cakes and Christmas gift sets for dogs. This is not a Christian country, so Christmas is purely a commercial event celebrated pretty much entirely by young people and retailers. The hallmark of Christmas in Japan is sponge cake laden with cream and strawberries. Well, Pepe is offering Christmas cakes that dogs and owners alike can enjoy, including Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, a chiffon cake with Caspian yogurt, cheese, and cookies. $25 each. Hey, and then there's the New Year's bento boxes. $55 family set at Pepe can be enjoyed by pet and owner and includes roast beef, mashed sweet potatoes with honey and chestnuts. I didn't know that. This is international. New U.S. ties, a Hanukkah miracle, says Cuban Jews. Happy Hanukkah, announced the MC, as Cuban's tiny Jewish community gathered Sunday at Havana's largest synagogue and sang the Cuban national anthem, then Israeli. Jews here are celebrating the holiday with an air of optimistic long in coming. The opening of the diplomatic relations between Cuba and the United States, along with the release from jail of Alan Gross, a U.S. Agency for International Development subcontractors who is Jewish, have energized a community that struggles to survive, with about 1,500 Jews remaining in the country. This is a Hanukkah miracle. The president of the Jewish community, based at Beth Shalom Temple, it was about time. Jewish leaders made a point of visiting Gross during his 5 years imprisoned in a military hospital. We tried to help him maintain his tranquility and his faith as a good Jew. Dworn said in his darkest moments of desperation, especially toward the end, Gross spoke of not wanting to live anymore. I reminded him our religion prohibits suicide. I'd like to think we planted a grain of sand and raised his spirit. We told him we never would abandon a fellow Jew, whether you agree with his way or thinking or not. By March of this year, Gross no longer wanted visitors. His depression was that severe. When he was first arrested for importing sophisticated electronic equipment, there were reports that Gross was providing the material to the Jewish community. Cuban Jewish leaders quickly distanced themselves from the claim and now say there was no formal relationship between the community and Gross in terms of providing communication supplies. Well, by 1989, considered the lowest point, there were fewer than 800 Jews left. Though small, the number have been on the rebound in recent years. Still, no rabbi lives in Cuba. We hope the normalization means Cuban Jews will return and more Jewish groups will visit. Happy Hanukkah. And our Pope wants to abandon spiritual illnesses. Get it in the Tuesday Chicago Tribune, December 23rd section. Back to our Christmas legends and traditions. Did you know that during the first two centuries after Christ's death, Christmas was not celebrated? Did you know that Christmas tree traditions started in Germany in the late 15th century? Did you know the poinsettia is called the flower of the Holy Spirit? Did you know 'twas the night before Christmas is a tradition? By Clement Clark Moore. Ah, 'twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. And what to my wondering eyes should appear? A miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeers. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside his nose, giving a nod up the chimney he rose, he sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain ere he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Did you know that the stars are the window of heaven. Make this the happiest holiday. Au revoir.